Hi, my name is Mary.
And my name is Anna.
You're listening to Check It In, Check It Out,
a radio show all about the library,
the Elgin County Library.
We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thank you, Mary and Anna. I'm Julie Berry, your host, and along with the exuberant assistance of Mary and Anna, we are going to treat you to a wonderful, watery, wet show. Keep a mop handy just in case. We're going to get started right this minute with a story about a bear, a moose, and a beaver who have a very wet and wild time of it when they decide to go on a little canoeing adventure. Get yourselves comfy for this very funny and extremely soggy story. Up the Creek by Nicholas Oldham. There once was a bear, a moose, and a beaver who were the best of friends, though they often disagreed.
You're the greatest bear.
No, you're the greatest moose.
What about me?
Oh, you are definitely the greatest.
Friends forever.
That's us.
One sunny day, the bear, the moose, and the beaver decided to go canoeing. The moose wanted to steer, but so did the bear and the beaver.
I am the biggest. I'll steer.
Wait a minute. I've had canoeing lessons.
Hey, I'm the one who should be steering. I want to steer.
No, you can't steer.
All sat in the stern. With so much weight in the back of the canoe, it tipped, and they ended up in the water.
Oh, no!
Has anybody seen my water wings?
I can't touch.
So they played Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe.
Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe.
And it was decided that the moose would steer. They all settled back into the canoe and began to paddle. The bear insisted on paddling port side, but the beaver and the moose also preferred that side.
Port side. I want port side.
Me too. That's my best side.
No, I want port side.
I want port side.
With everyone paddling on the same side, they traveled in circles.
Hey, we're not getting anywhere.
Didn't we already see that tree 5 minutes ago?
Soon their arms grew tired, so they began to switch sides. That's when they finally started to travel in a straight line. But just as they began to make progress, they came to a stop at a beaver dam. They all had different ideas as to how to get across. The beaver wanted to push the canoe.
Okay, everybody out. 1, 2, 3, push!
But that didn't work. The moose thought they should pull the canoe.
Over here, you guys. Let's pull. Come on, pull! Pull!
That didn't work either. Fortunately, the bear figured it out. The only way across was to portage.
I say we portage.
Back in the water, the bear, the moose, and the beaver settled into a rhythm and started to really enjoy paddling along the river. But it wasn't long before they began to argue.
Am I the only one paddling here?
They argued so loudly.
No, you're not. Hey, quit splashing.
That wasn't me, that was bear.
No, it wasn't. It was beaver.
It was not me. Everybody always
But they didn't notice the current growing stronger or the quiet rumbling in the distance. Until it was too late. The river had turned into a wild, whitewater rapids.
Whoa, what's going on?
This isn't supposed to happen.
What do we do now?
I want my mommy.
Thrown sideways, underwater, through the air, and everywhere, the bear, the moose, and the beaver held on for their lives. Exhausted, bruised, and wet, the three friends landed on a rock in the middle of the rapids. The moose wanted to burn the canoe to make a signal fire.
I say we break this canoe into little pieces and light it on fire.
The bear wanted to throw the beaver to shore to get help.
I say we throw beaver over to the other side
so he can get help. That's a good idea. Do you want to throw him or should I?
Now hold on, you guys. Nobody's throwing anybody anywhere. No! Put me down!
The beaver figured swimming to shore would be safer. They argued over whose plan was best well into the night.
Let me swim across and go for help.
Yeah, right. They'll just go home to bed and forget all about us.
I've got a whole box of matches. Let's burn this canoe up.
This is just a little rock, Moose. We'll end up burning up along with the canoe.
I still think we should throw beaver across and get a little peace and quiet.
Nobody's throwing anybody across. Come on, you guys. Aren't we friends?
The next morning, it dawned on the bear, the moose, and the beaver that they would have to work together to make it home safely.
We'll never get off this rock unless we can learn to cooperate.
I think he's right, for once.
Oh, all right.
So they climbed back into their battered canoe, took a deep breath, and ran those rapids. They twisted, leaped, crashed, and blasted through the water. The rapids were fierce, but with the bear's powerful strokes, the moose's steady hoof, and the beaver's clever commands.
Right, right. I said right. Look out for that rock. No, left, left. Are you deaf? Look out. I
said
left.
They set a true, clear course. At last, the bear, the moose, and the beaver made it to shore. After a much-needed nap, the bear, the moose, and the beaver worked together to repair their canoe and paddles, catch some fish, and cook lunch.
Where'd you put those marshmallows, Beaver?
What marshmallows? Wasn't Bear supposed to bring the marshmallows?
Hey, I brought the hot dogs and the buns.
Well, I didn't bring the marshmallows.
There's some granola bars here.
Yay!
Before they tucked into their meal, they all gave thanks for the wildest adventure they had ever had. Rested and relaxed, the bear, the moose, and the beaver were ready to set out for home. After taking a long look at the raging rapids, they decided to walk.
I think we should walk.
I agree 100%.
Great idea. I'm with you guys.
And who could disagree with that? So Bear, Moose, and Beaver have learned how water can be gentle and easygoing one minute, and then dangerous and scary the next. Have you ever thought about water? I mean, it's such a big part of our lives that sometimes I think we just forget about it. Mary and Anna will make sure that you remember water. In fact, listen to this story, and I guarantee you will not think the same about water ever again.
All the Water in the World by George Ella Lyon and Catherine Tillotson. All the water in the world is all the water in the world. Water flows from the hose. It wobbles in blue pools. It fills your cup up. But where does it come from? Water doesn't come, it goes around. That rain that cascaded from clouds and meandered down mountains, that wavered over waterfalls, then slipped into rivers and opened into oceans. That rain has been here before. Thirsty air licks it from lakes, sips it from ponds, guzzles it from oceans, and this wet air swirls up till it's crowded into clouds where it hangs hotly around till cool air bumps through. And honey, these clouds just let it go and rain, rain, rain. Tap dance, avalanche, stampede of drips and drops and drumming, a wealth of water. But far away, it's a different day. No sound but wind. Empty cup again. Dry grasses rustle, dirt's just dust. Everything waits for an open gate in a wall of clouds for rain sweet and loud to fill the well and start the stream. Honey, living things dream of water. For all to drink, use in a tub or sink, wash in, splash in. This wet wonder means grow, means life will flow through tigers, through trees, through you and through me. All together now. All. All so precious, do not waste it. And delicious, we can taste it. Keep it clear, keep it clean. Keep earth green. All the water in the world is all the water in the world. All the water in the world is all the water in the world.
Thank you.
getting a message. Without water, life just wouldn't be much fun. Who am I kidding? Actually, we wouldn't even be alive. Nothing would be alive. Listen to this.
Close your eyes for a minute and imagine for one moment that all the water on the earth came from just one well.
So whether you are turning on a faucet in North America, pulling water from a well in Kenya, or bathing in the river in India, it is all the same water.
And because it is all connected, how we treat the water in the well will affect every species on the planet, including us, now and for years to come.
You need water, and so does every other organism. Every person, every plant, and every animal. Without water, nothing can survive.
The amount of water on Earth hasn't ever changed. It has been the same for a very, very long time.
It takes about 1 million tiny droplets to make just one raindrop.
We can no longer take it for granted that there will always be enough clean water for us, for our children, or for our grandchildren.
There is a crisis in the well, and how we handle this crisis is one of the most important challenges facing the world today.
Becoming well aware gives us all the power to protect Earth's one well and the potential to change the world.
Well, my dear library lovers, that is all we have time for here at Check It In, Check It Out today.
Check It In, Check It Out would not be possible without the generous support of the Algonquin County Public Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Aylmer, Ontario.
We'd also like to thank Radio Debrick for putting us on the air.
There you have it, my friends. I want to congratulate Mary and Anna for the good work they have done here tonight, helping to host this show. You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5. I'm Julie Berry. Thanks for joining us this week. And don't forget to tune in next week. Same time, same place.
Gendach, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, and radio program for Kenya by the Algon County Library. Ek hoop je han dit program geglecht. Ek san Mary Ham, and ek schof by the Aylmer Library. We haunt in a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and ye can crack die wat ye vaan forn, de zand ola nu oop. De oop ne stun zand on de library dern te zijn. Ye can a foon, nen dot foonama as, fief eint neing, zas droi eint fire zas null, extension eint null neing, van jut nog my information failed. Bitte koop nan en zeit wat we han in onze libraries tum junt en une familie, Matt Halton.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.